Blog Talk Radio.
Bam Rubenstein began rescuing Spectacle Cayman on a regular basis in 2002. As the need for reptile rescue grew, Bam started up CaymanHunter.com. Cayman Hunter has become the number one place for herpetologists and wildlife practitioners from Texas and other places around the country to find information, caring, and knowledgeable herpers on a great environment for receiving and rehoming rescued caiman and other reptiles. In 2009, BAM expanded Cayman Hunter to include educating the public on the importance of keystone species, educating the public about reptiles in general, and was named an expert in his field for his work with caiman. He has received rescues from Texas Wildlife, Round Rock Animal Control, Bayou Beasts, and many other reputable and respectable organizations.
Well, there you go. Okay, I'd like to thank you guys for that great welcome. I think I'm going to have to try to find somebody who can give me a little music background and come up with something on my own, but that's what we got for now. Welcome to the show. It is the first. We will be doing this weekly half-hour shows on Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Central. That would be 2 p.m. on the East Coast. Try to talk about caimans and other crocodilian if we have to, but mostly caiman if I can get away with it. Half-hour show. And I am the Cayman Hunter. I've been rescuing caiman and other reptiles since 2002. I got together with my friend Shane, my wife Terry, and his wife Krista, and we started CaymanHunter.com, and we put a bunch of caiman together in a pond, and so began and became what affectionately got called Cayman Hunter. In 2009, we expanded our purpose to try to include educating the public, both to the importance of reptiles as well as other animals that we've rescued, and the concept of caiman as a keystone species in the various places that they live. And I was named an expert in my field for my work with caiman later in 2009 as well. 2010, we began removing snakes and other reptiles that found their way into people's homes or yards that they didn't want there. The majority of our reptiles, we try to nurse back to health, and we find good homes for them if possible. Some of them have become favorites among our family of reptile experts. So we expanded Cayman Ranch to accommodate animals that we've decided to keep. Cayman Ranch is a little patch of dirt that we bought. We had a pond on originally. Right now we're between ponds, or between enclosures, if you will, and we're trying to get enough money and labor and weather to cooperate so we could do something there and expand it, make a bigger, better, faster, more enclosure. We had allowed a couple of our specs to breed. This was done to make hatchlings available for sale to help offset the ever-growing costs of healing, treating, raising, and keeping the animals. It was a very limited, rare opportunity, and we may or may not find its way back to Cayman Ranch in the future. We've been able to raise specs in an atmosphere and an ecosystem that closely resembles the environment that they would have been in naturally had they not been brought into the United States. Water temperature, diet, land-to-water ratio, and all other conditions are optimized and strictly adhered to. If you'd like to contact us for any reason, you can always go to our webpage, CaymanHunter.com. Or hopefully sometime over the next few weeks we'll get to know each other a little bit better, and you guys can call in and ask me anything you'd like to ask me. I might even answer some of it. The call-in number is 818-369-1429. 1429. I think back in New York, in Jackson Heights, I think that was the last four of my phone number when I lived in Jackson Heights. 429-1429. Doesn't matter. That was a long time ago. Yes, I was from New York. That's how we started out with caiman. We had somebody bring some to us when we lived in New York. Back in the day, they were about $25 a piece. You could get a handful of them for under $100. And that's why I got into it in the beginning. It was an animal that I thought was very, very interesting. and learned as much as I could about them, and eventually that's how Cayman Hunter got to be. Before we get really started here, there's a couple of things I want to talk about. First is there have been rolling. There have been rolling blackouts throughout our area, probably yours too, if your area is anything like ours is, with the exceptionally low temperatures the last few days. So power has been on and off. If we get cut off, I will try to get us back online as soon as possible. If I get disconnected, I will try to call back in as soon as possible. If you get disconnected by accident, just try calling back again. If I disconnect you on purpose, it won't matter if you try calling back again. Other things I want to talk about, for instance, I am from Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights is represented or in the house or whatever you want to say, you want to call it. And I want to say hello to my friends in the rooms, intherooms.com, friends of ours. No, they're not paying us. I'm not getting any money, no subsidies whatsoever. Just friends of mine I want to say hello to. Oh, yes, and definitely a big shout-out to the Camelot School in Bedford, Virginia, under teacher Sandy Crumrine, if I pronounced it right. Sandy is the biology, zoology teacher, and they're getting into reptiles this season, this part of the school year. And that's at the Camelot School in Bedford, Virginia. So we're hoping that they can call in every once in a while, and we'll have some answers for them. They can use this as a teaching tool for the teacher or a learning tool for the students. If your school would like to get a shout-out, feel free to send me an email, bam@caymanhunter.com. Or you could also call in and let us know what school you're calling from. Be very happy to talk about your school, list your school on our webpage, and also answer any questions that you might have. Cayman, or Cayman Crocodilus, is the spectacled caiman. It is part of the crocodilian family. There are 23 different species of crocodilians, and they range from gharials, caimans, alligators, and crocodiles. On our webpage, caymanhunter.com, if you look up the charts, you can find a cladogram, which will list all 23 species and their subspecies, the families, the genus. And offhand, I don't remember offhand what the basic structure is. I just don't know offhand. Wait, hold on. It's like let me think about this for a second. I guess it would be kingdom, phylum, KPC. COFGS, kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. There we go. So the 23 species of crocodilians are crocodile, gharial, alligator, and caiman, broken down to crocodile has the American, the saltwater, the Cuban, freshwater, mugger, morlitz, Nile, New Guinea, Philippines, slender snout, Orinoco, Siamese, dwarf, and false gharial. The gharial, the American and the Chinese alligator, and under caiman they have the spectacle, the broad snout, the yukari, the Cuvier's dwarf, the smooth front, and the black caiman. Black caiman is the only one that I don't know a whole lot about, and that's because it's bigger than the rest. The black caiman is the one that can grow to 10, 12, 15 feet, if I'm not mistaken, whereas most spectacled and other caimans that we deal with, males don't get more than about 6 feet, and the females usually don't get more than about 4.5 feet or so. So all that stuff is out of the way. Once again, let me tell you a little bit about Cayman Hunter. Cayman Hunter, Shane and I met at a place called Zookeepers. It's our favorite pet shop. It's the kind of pet shop that doesn't sell a single dog or a cat. Zookeepers has exotic animals. And way back when selling caiman in Austin was still legal, we had seen some in there, and we had met, Shane and I met over a caiman tank. And from there, our relationship grew, our wives' relationship grew. Krista and Terry got along, Terry and Shane got along, Shane and I got along, Krista and I got along, so we started Caiman Hunter together. Krista is studying to be a veterinarian, which I think is fantastic. It's always good to have a doctor in the family. Plus, it's a little bit tough sometimes to take your caiman to the vet if he doesn't feel well. So how do you know if your caiman doesn't feel well? Yeah, okay. That will be a subject for another show some other time. Okay, the switchboard is open. I don't see any callers waiting. The switchboard is open. Take this number down, 818-369-1429. This is Live with the Caiman Hunter on Blog Talk Radio. And I am Bam Rubenstein, the Caiman Hunter. Information about our caiman you can always find at caimanhunter.com. You could probably look up Caiman Hunter on Facebook if you want to follow us on Facebook, although it's just me. I don't have a Caiman Hunter site on Facebook, although Caiman Hunter, you can find us on YouTube, and there are a number of videos on YouTube. If you look up Caiman Hunter, and it's always one word with the C and the H capitalized. I'm not sure why we got into the habit of doing that, but that's what we got into a habit of doing. So every time we sign anything, write anything, put anything down on paper, it's always Caiman Hunter, C-A-I-M-A-N, capital H-U-N-T-E-R, as one word. So if you look up Caiman Hunter on YouTube, you'll be able to find plenty of caiman videos about the caiman eating, or maybe running around one of the ponds, or maybe even us building one of the ponds. Since we started doing Caiman Hunter back somewhere around the year 2000, 2001, something like that, maybe it was even 2002, we've gone through a number of different ponds. We've had two in the backyard, two in my backyard, one in his backyard. One winter we even brought him into one of the garages, because it was just too cold to leave him outdoors, even in Austin, Texas, which is really weird because, as I say that, it's only like 20 degrees out today in Austin, Texas. First got here was because I heard that it was supposed to be 78 degrees all year long. Today it's 50 degrees below that, and tomorrow it'll probably be 50 degrees above that. Okay, maybe not quite, but boy, it sure does get hot here in Texas. So that's where we're at. This is the first of our blog radio shows. This will be the first one. This is our first one. We did do a pilot a while back just to see if we could talk for a half an hour without getting tongue-tied or not being able to figure out what to say next. And as my wife likes to say, I'm never at a loss for words. So here we are. We've got it going on. And that was the pilot show that we did. Also, we did on Reptile Radio. Reptile Radio is a great radio station here on Blog Talk Radio. They're at 11 p.m. Central Time on Saturday nights. And that'll be Reptile Radio. Or you can find their forum. I'm not quite sure. Let's see. Maybe it's reptileradio.net/reptileradio. I think that's their forum. They do have a reptile forum, which is great. You can ask anything you want on those forums for those guys. They do a wonderful job each week of bringing you different reptiles. Well, not bringing you the reptiles, but bringing you people that can speak about the reptiles. They do a great job. and they had us on, and it seemed to be there was, I don't know how many callers there were. I wasn't the host at the time, so I didn't know how that worked out. I don't know, but the host, CK, Constrictor Keeper, if you go on to that blog, you'll be able to write to him, Constrictor Keeper, talk to him if you'd like. He was the host of the show that night. Usually it's Larry or BT, but this night it was CK. And CK said he would ask me questions. He'd say, one of our listeners. So obviously they got listeners, and obviously people had asked, probably have some sort of a sideline reviewing. But here we are at Cayman Hunter Blog Talk Radio. The call number again is 818-369-1429. I guess that I could also tell you that over the course of time, hopefully I'll get a better introduction. Hopefully I got something with music. Somebody out there wants to send me a music clip that I could use on the radio station. Certainly give you credit for it. Put your name up on our website, and each week after we play it, I'll let them know, you know, you are the one who wrote it, made it, orchestrated it. Give us something a little bit better than some other guy with a New York accent talking about how great a guy I am, because I could do that myself. And we could do that. If you know somebody, you can send it to me on my email address. My email address is bam@caymanhunter.com. And that way we'll get some music to beginning, opening up the show. And then we'll get down to it. And over the course of the next couple of weeks, hopefully we'll get to talk about other things throughout. My webpage is loaded. I think there are 91 separate pages of things that you could find on our website. So if I pick another page every week, we got almost 2 years worth going on. So by then, maybe we'll have something more to talk about, too. Or I'll get more calls. I won't have to talk for the entire half an hour. Yes, I'd rather not have to talk for the entire half an hour. So let's see. Hold on a second. We do have a caller. Hold on one moment. Let me see if I can get this caller.
Hi. Hello. Can you talk? Hello?
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the Cayman that you've treated over the years, like some of the pictures and stuff?
Some of the ones that we've treated, oh, my goodness. Two that come to mind. We've had a lot in our – thank you. Where are you calling from?
Where am I calling from? I am calling from someplace even cooler than where you are.
Okay. All right. This is talking about, the question was talking about some of the caymans that I've treated over the course of time. We've kept a lot of the cayman that we've rescued. We've had ones that are undernourished. We've come up with ones that were you know, had a little bit of mouth rot, things that they weren't really doing well at all. But two that stand out particularly, we received Angel, who was a female, about 4 foot long, I guess, or 3.5 feet when we first got her. And we got her, her mouth was completely taped shut. And it seemed to us that whoever owned it had kept its mouth shut for a very long time because they were afraid of the animal. And when we finally got the tape off of the animal's mouth, and it wasn't easy to do because the tape was sticking to her skin, we found that the mouth was filled with mouth rot. If you go to our webpage, caymanhunter.com, you can look up Angel before and after, and you can see some pictures. Her teeth were missing. Some of them were misshapen or sticking out in the wrong places. The skin around her upper and lower jaws was coming off, and was really sad. It was really sad. And what Shane and I had to do every week was pull the animal out of the water, out of her pond. We had to give her a shot. We had to give her an antibiotic shot. And then we had to brush her teeth. And then we had to put a salve on her sores, on her face, on her sores. To give you an idea, if you've ever watched Animal Planet and seen a crocodile eat a wildebeest off the side of the pot, off the side of the Nile River, or the Masai Mara River, or wherever. Yeah, brushing a caiman's teeth is not one of the easiest things in the world to do. So between Shane and I, every week we had to, daily we had to try to clean his mouth and put salve on, and weekly we would brush its teeth and give it a shot of antibiotics. And it wasn't a lot of fun. But after a while, we did such a good job, I'd like to say that we did such a good job, that this female, spectacled caiman, who shouldn't have grown more than about 4.5 feet, actually ended up being a 6-foot female caiman, the largest female I'd ever seen. That was
wow.
One of them. And the other one I thought was really interesting was we received a phone call, and everybody, you have to remember that everybody, everybody's got a different size pocket. You know, for somebody to say I don't have any money in my pocket, they could have a nickel, and for somebody else to say I don't have any money in my pocket, it might be $500. Well, the same thing goes with what scares you and what you can live with. Caiman are a frightening animal. You know, you don't want to, if you want an animal that's going to fetch your slippers, a caiman is not the animal for you. But this one, the guy said that it was getting too big for him to handle. He couldn't handle it anymore. He's had it for 10 years, and he wanted to know if we could rescue it for, you know, take it from him and give it a good home. And when we got there, we looked at this animal, and we thought that it couldn't be 10 years old. There's no way it could be 10 years old because it didn't look like it was more than a year and a half. It was about 18 inches long, and it couldn't have been much wider than maybe a CD disc or a DVD disc. That's about the size of its body. We have pictures on the website of my wife actually holding it up, and there was a big scar in the middle of her of this caiman's back from where it had lodged itself underneath the heat lamp, because the guy only had one heat lamp in this entire pond that he had it in, and the only way for the animal to get warm was to sit right up on the heat lamp, and it scarred, it burned her skin, and she had this big white scar in the middle of her back where the skin was all burned. Well, we gave it food, plenty of food, made sure it ate regularly. We gave it lots of calcium. We added calcium, Reptical calcium supplements to its food. We made sure it got plenty of UVA and UVB, kept it indoors until it was okay enough to bring it to the big pond. We treated the burn on its back. And again, if you go to look at our webpage, you'll be able to look. This one's name was Frankie. We called her Frankie. And Frankie grew to probably about 4.5 feet and weighed something like 45 pounds, I think. Let me see if I can find Frankie. Frankie grew to 48 inches, 4 feet, and 20 pounds. So, yeah, we got it when we got her. We got her somewhere around, if I'm not mistaken, we got somewhere around December of 2004, and she weighed 30, and she was 32 inches long. That's what she was, 32 inches long. And when we finally got through with her, she was 48 inches long, and she weighed 20 pounds. So that was July of 2008, 4 years later. So the 10-year-old animal, when we got it, you know, that for him was too big for him to handle, and yet that was one of the bad ones too. Those are about the two that stick out most in my head for amazing stories with comeback stories of rescued animals. Anything else? Caller, you still there? I think I lost my caller. Okay, then. Well, thank you for calling in. I think we probably have about 5 minutes remaining in the show today. I hope I've answered your questions. If you have any, you can certainly email them to me. We have a new feature on our website called the, it's a message board. Certainly welcome to take a look at the message board and leave messages there for us. Or, in fact, you can call in every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Central. Phone number is 818-369-1429. You can send us an email at bam@kmahunter.com. You can, well, you can even send to Krista, Shane, or Terry also, and it would be Shane@kmahunter.com or Krista@kmahunter.com or Terry@kmahunter.com. And ask any questions you'd like to ask. Leave a message on our message board. Sign into our guest book saying hello, or call in any Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central Time. And that call in number again is 818-369-1429. Hopefully we'll get more followers, get more callers, we'll get more people. Hopefully I'll get a little bit more exciting. And each week we'll try to do another subject based on the website, which is based on our knowledge of spectacled caiman, also known as the scientific name is Caiman crocodilus, and that would be spectacled caiman. Now, if you look at our website, you'll find the care sheets that we have, and if you click on the care sheets radio button, you'll get a sheet which covers the spectacled caiman. Now, the nice thing about our care sheet is that the care sheet really will cover all the different species of caiman, dwarf, cuviers, yakari, all the different types of caiman, except for the big guy. And again, it's possible, you know, except for the black caiman. But it's possible that a lot of the stuff on our care sheets will help with the other species of crocodilians. However, it is geared towards the spectacled caiman. The reason that it's called spectacled caiman is because it looks like it's got spectacles on if you look at it from the front because of the ridge over its head. Lots of time people call it speckled caiman because the babies have little dots all over their sides, but that's a mistake. It's a common one, but it is a mistake. It's not a speckled caiman. It's a spectacled caiman. And it's because it looks like it has spectacles on, like Benjamin Franklin glasses. Now, the care sheets, again, they will cover most of most different species of crocodilians, but it is geared towards spectacled caiman. Okay, well, we have less than a minute remaining. I don't think I'm going to get any more callers. Please take down this number and try us again. Please take down this number and try to call us again, you know, next week, 818-369-1429. If you want to see some of our videos, you can go to Caiman Hunter on YouTube. There are some also on caimanhunter.com. That's CAIMANHUNTER, one word everywhere we do it. And as a matter of fact, if you want to Skype us, our Skype number is Skype. Is CMNHNTR, so Caiman Hunter without any vowels. It's what we use for Skype. We have the YouTube page. We have CaimanHunter.com, and we have Blog Talk Radio, and hopefully we'll hear you again next week. I'd like to say goodbye to Camelot School in Bedford, Virginia, my people from Jackson Heights, all of my friends that in the rooms, and all of my friends at Reptile Radio. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for listening to me. Hopefully you'll come back again next week. Have a wonderful day. and try to stay warm. This is Cayman Hunter saying, stay safe and keep harping.